Signatures were filed with the Government Accountability Board against Democratic Senators Bob Wirch of Kenosha, Dave Hansen of Green Bay, and Jim Holprin of Eagle River. They were also filed against Republican Alberta Darling of River Hills. Dan Hunt organized the recall against Senator Wirch. Hunt says the recall has nothing to do with Wirch's stance on the governor's collective bargaining bill and everything to do with his decision to leave the state to hold up a vote on the plan.
This is not about the budget repair bill at all. That's not the issue. This is about our state senator choosing not to represent his constituents by leaving the state Senate chamber.
Of the three Democrats who could face recall, only Holprin had a close race in 2008. No Republicans have formally declared their candidacy for any of the seats. Both parties will have a chance to challenge recall signatures. Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate told reporters on Thursday that once party attorneys had a chance to review these petitions, many of the signatures would be thrown out.
Until we get a chance to look at the sheets, we won't know, but I will guarantee to the reporters on this call that there will be fraudulent signatures submitted by people who were paid per signature.
Recall petitions have already been filed against four Republican senators, Dan Kopanky of La Crosse, Randy Hopper of Fond du Lac, Sheila Harsdorf of River Falls, and Luther Olson of Ripon. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.